Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by WWL Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, talking about them boys in black and gold. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Do you have a favorite holiday movie or not?
A favorite holiday movie? That's a good question.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
I am of the Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Contingent. So I believe that. You know, I should have been prepped for this question. I blame Jordan.
Well, you should.
I'm gonna take a rain check on this one.
Well, go with Die Hard.
I'll go with Die Hard for now.
Go with Die Hard for now. All right, let's talk about oh, I don't know, Saints on Sunday, it just seems like the same old, you know, Bobby Hebert said same old song and dance, but it does seem like, you know, and I wrote down a couple of quotes from Deuce about players making, and I would never say this about an NFL player, I'm just saying Deuce said this about players making business decisions and somebody's got to do something and not wait for the other guy to do something. Do you see any of that on the sideline, or did you see any of it on Sunday?
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not getting the replays like other people might be getting at in real time. So mm-hmm. it's hard to gauge that as the game's going on. I'm hearing Deuce just like you are. I would say one of the things that stood out was some weak tackling. Let's put it that way. You know, the initial touchdown run. I don't know what Alante Taylor was doing. He'll have to answer for that in film, obviously. But
well, and that's what Deuce said. To be fair, he said the tape's going to show it. So there you go. That's right. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, and then that doesn't go away. So we'll see. I mean, I did think the defense, you know, largely speaking, I wouldn't say they were the problem. That first drive was definitely a little soft, I would say, but they tightened up. I mean, it was the offense in the first half that really let them down. I mean, the Dolphins didn't score a touchdown after that right. opening drive. It was all field goals. So no, I mean, it's you're at that time of the season. You're 2-10, right? I think. That's where you have to look at the coaching and say, are you getting these guys ready to play? Because, you know, you're past the point where you can say like, okay, well, you're not playing for the playoffs. You're officially eliminated from the playoffs. Like, you can't even pretend like, we're gonna win all our games. You're not. It's mathematically impossible now. So, it's you're playing for that resume on film, you know, and that can be probably difficult for some people, but you got
to
do it.
And that got me to thinking about the coaching and about watching tape and breaking it down after the, you know, after the game and looking at it. And it's like, well, you know, what were you doing here? And I don't know the different position rooms and the coaches and what kind of approach they take and if it all comes from Kellen Moore or not. But it seems like at some point, you know, somebody's got to break something or scream or do something, huh? You think?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you know, I do think if the whole game had been that way, I think you would probably be a little more upset about it. I do think the defense kind of figured it out.
I mean, in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about getting better, right? It's about figuring out what went wrong and fixing it. Yeah, I'm sure there is some yelling and screaming that goes on, but I also don't think that's necessarily the, you know, the difference between winning and losing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough because I think if you're a defense, you're a little demoralized by how little your offense is doing, right? Like, how many times can you get off the field and then get sent right back on the field before that starts to affect your motivation? I don't know. Like, it's tough. And you can see it on the sideline a little bit. I mean, like, the Saints offense turns the ball over, the defense gets the ball right back, and then the offense goes three and out. Like, right. It's like, all right, how many times? How many times do we have to do this? It can be tough, and this is that type of season. And I do think this is the stretch, this final five games, where you're going to learn a lot about some guys and how badly they want to be NFL players.
So when it comes to Tyler Shuck this week as opposed to the previous game, thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? He made some big-time throws in the second half, and you have to appreciate how he was able to kind of claw things back in the second half. It was a rough start. You know, I don't think they were able to run the ball very much in the first half, and that's been the case in a lot of games, is you just can't generate anything on the ground. You're sitting in second and long, third and long, giving the defense all it wants in terms of being able to get after the passer. Tyler Shuck's going to be compared to Jackson Dart his whole career, and that's just natural. They're in the same draft class, a couple picks apart. And I think, like, the game last night I watched is a good example of what you see with a lot of young quarterbacks, which is they look solid to start the game. You know, usually you'll see guys have some you know, game plans in, and they can execute. And then as the game goes on, you really see that start to flag as the defense figures it out. And so it's encouraging to see the opposite, to see a guy who came out and didn't play well, but then kind of figured the game out as you went along. And that's more of a mature quarterback thing to do. He's a little older, so maybe that's part of it. He's able to stay composed. And so that's what I was impressed with. Like, you don't see a lot of rookie quarterbacks claw back in games like that. Just think of what we saw with Spencer Rattler last year. Like, there were games where he played well in to start, and then it went the other direction. You didn't see games that went poorly to start and then gave yourself a chance. And that's what you need quarterbacks to do. Not every game is going to go your way at the beginning. You need a guy to come back and continue to kind of play even keeled. And that's what I saw from him on the sideline. Like, he was going up and down the sideline, like, talking to every position group, doing the whole, you know, leadership quarterback mm-hmm. thing that isn't a given with young players. You know, he's not a team captain. They don't have any team captains on offense anymore. So, you know, it is what it is. But I think that, you know, as you look at that game, there's positives to take out of it. And
well, you know what? Let me take a break. We're going to pick it up with positives when we come back, all right? I want to talk about the positives. I'm glad you said that. Jeff Nowak, our guest, WWL Saints sideline reporter. We've hit the negatives. We'll talk about the positives when we come back. Charlie Smith is one of them, I think. What's the old Groucho Marx thing? You can't fool me. Smythe is Smith with an I or something like that. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic, WWL.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Let's talk about some positives, Jeff.
Yeah, when you talk about young quarterbacks, the important thing is less about like what gets done and more about what he demonstrates he can do, right? Like there's going to be rookie moments. I think both interceptions in that game, and one of them doesn't technically count because of the 2-point conversion. It's not a stat, but both of those throws are kind of like, okay, you get that back, you get that to do 10 more times, you throw it differently, right? Like you read it with Chris Olave better and you put it on him. you put the ball out in front of Devon Vele and he probably has a 2-point conversion, a tie game instead. It's a 2-point conversion the other way. And suddenly, you know, instead of a game winning field goal with the onside kick, you're going for a touchdown. You don't get it. Chris Olave also has to catch that ball. Mm. But, you know, I think that's what with Tyler Shuck right now is you have to assess, okay, what is he capable of? What is he able to do? And unfortunately, and that's just the life of going with a rookie quarterback, you have to kind of take the results out of it sometimes and look at, is he getting better? Is he taking steps forward? And I thought the second half was encouraging for him. He's got to put a full game together, and the offense and Kellen Moore has to put a full game together. And if you can start doing that, you'll win games. But that's the story of a bad team is you find ways to lose.
You know, you don't know about Charlie Smith, but I think the fact that he did it in a game is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, no question. I got to talk to him after the game. He was very excited. His family was able to get there. They flew 23 hours because they got delayed in Chicago. And then they waited around, and it wasn't a guarantee he was going to get to kick at all. They weren't kicking extra points because they needed the 2-point conversions. So it was kind of just sitting there. And then I think it was fitting that he got that 56-yarder because for him that's a chip shot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the funny thing about it, for him that's a chip shot kick.
Really?
Yeah.
His leg is that strong?
I mean, look where it went through the uprights. He started celebrating when it was halfway there because he knew that it was not a question of distance for him. He knew it was like, oh, yeah, I see it going down the middle. I can start celebrating because there's no question it's going to get there.
Picking up the tee after you hit the drive, right? Not even looking
right,
at
exactly,
it?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He said he blacked out, but he was excited about it. And, you know, the funny thing for him is it's like that's not the answer. The question is going to be, can he make the short kicks? Can he make the PATs? Can he make the 30-yarders 100%? Because we know we can make the 60-yarders. We need him to make the short ones, and we'll see if he can do that.
Let's hope he can. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Here are your top five holiday movies as compiled by our survey today. Number five is Die Hard, then Scrooged, tied with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. White Christmas in the number three spot, Home Alone at number two, and man, holding steady at number one, It's a Wonderful Life. But I think that movie goes on way too long, but that's just me. When we come back, we'll talk about Canal Street with Sandra Herman and some of the ways to revitalize it and make it back to its old glory days.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.